Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Students are responding in droves to a new Massachusetts program that covers community college tuition for residents 25 and older. Each of the state's 15 colleges saw increased enrollment last fall. But as WBUR's Carrie Young reports, the enrollment jump is also leading to some growing pains.
On a recent Friday afternoon at Mount Wachusett Community College, Fernando Garcia Rodriguez writes "Welcome" in big letters on a chalkboard. The community outreach counselor is about to host a federal financial aid info session. In the past, attendance was pretty low, but these days there are a lot more people stopping by.
Definitely very different. It's busier. There's been a lot more adults coming.
One reason is a new program called Mass Reconnect. It covers community college tuition for adults 25 and older who don't already have a degree. The state launched the program last fall as part of a larger effort to make higher education more affordable. 27-year-old Ryan Soulier, a current student at Mount Wachusett, says the extra dollars have been a huge help.
It just allowed me to switch to part-time at my job, and that helps me be able to get my homework done more easily and stuff. It's less stressful.
Officials at Mount Wachusett Community College say Mass Reconnect is helping to attract a lot of new students, too. Enrollment last semester was up by about 12%, or 365 students from the year before. The state's 14 other community colleges have seen increases, too.
We didn't expect such a response, but we were delighted.
The energy is wonderful. It definitely feels busier.
There have been tears, people saying how life-changing this money will be for them.
That was David Podell, the president of Mass Bay Community College, Melissa Holster, the financial aid director at Bunker Hill Community College, and Jason Marsala, enrollment director at North Shore Community College. Overall, enrollment in the state community college system increased by 8% last year. On the other hand, the state universities saw more stagnant growth. While community college leaders are celebrating the enrollment gains, Jason Marsala of North Shore says financial aid officers and other support staff are struggling with heavier workloads.
I want to be 100% clear that these are all wonderful programs, but if you're the person who has to make all the adjustments and fix all the accounts and follow all the money, it's made your life super difficult right now.
It doesn't help that North Shore Community College has been slowly losing staff for the last few years. A lot of longtime workers left higher education after the pandemic. Nate McKinnon, the executive director of the Massachusetts Association of Community Colleges, says the sudden enrollment jump is stretching some schools' capacity, beginning with registration.
We do not have deep benches anywhere, you know, and that's partially because we don't have deep resources. We are strappy operations. Everybody wears multiple hats at every one of our colleges. So when you have big influxes of students, those hats become even heavier.
The other issue is keeping track of all of the state's financial aid programs. Mass Reconnect is one of many state programs that cover remaining tuition after federal financial aid and other scholarships kick in.
Well, off the top of my head, let's see, Mass Grant Plus, Mass Grant Plus Expansion now, Mass Reconnect, Mass Nursing, High Demand, ECE, DCF.
Heather Ruland, the director of financial aid services at Mount Wachusett Community College, says it's not always clear which funding stream a student is most eligible for, and that makes the financial aid process more time-consuming. Ruland is working with state higher education leaders to simplify the system.
I recognize and really empathize with the fact that this is challenging, and they're still having to manage all this with the same staff.
Noe Ortega is the commissioner of higher education, and he's leading Mass Reconnect's rollout. He says each college was given $100,000 to help them market the program and deal with administrative backlogs. Still, Ortega says, given how popular Mass Reconnect has become, more funding is needed.
This is a year of learnings, I would say. I do think that what we need to pay close attention to is what kind of capacity are we going to need to build out, because we want to live in this new reality for some time.
Ortega says he's lobbying for more funding for community colleges in the next fiscal budget so that when more students do enroll, staff can help support them where it matters most, completing their degree. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.